I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In China, new restrictions on religious affairs could mean less freedom for Christians. While some say they won't have much effect on believers, others think authorities will face more pressure to crack down on unsanctioned activities. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein explains what he experienced on his most recent visit to the country.
We have to be very forthright and let them know exactly what is taking place. In fact, just coming out of China this particular time, in each of the locations we were at, the Religious Affairs Bureau was there just to visit with us, let us know what was transpiring and going.
The impact of the laws waits to be seen, but Rovenstein says one thing is certain, the Bible is changing lives, and he asks that you pray that people in China would stay thirsty for good news. Find more details at missionnews.org. And if you heard about Slavic Gospel Association's Compassion Ministries, this unique outreach allows local church members to help families in their communities in Russia and their surrounding countries. SGA's Eric Mock.
So it's a very exciting ministry in which several times a month they will go out and deliver a package of food. And it's amazing to see how God is using these things together. It's really a James chapter 2 model of people coming and ministering to a person's need as well as ministering to their spiritual need in proclaiming the gospel.
The ministry specifically focuses on helping unbelieving families who are in need, and for those church families who sign up to participate and serve through Compassion Ministries, SGA helps to make sure their basic needs are met too. If you'd like to help, find out how at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.